Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We have Benny in the studio. Hey, Benny.
Hi, ladies. Welcome back for another fantastic show. Yeah.
Thank you.
We're very excited to be here.
We are too. Yeah.
Yeah. For those of you who are new to listening, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. However, you do not have to live in Washington State to be a client, as she has clients all over the United States. She does the accelerated performance system, which is a muscle testing your body to find out what your deficiencies are, recommends a whole food nutrition supplement that gets in your body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. And she's been doing this since 1992. She is pretty amazing. We have a lot of fun at the office, and she's my mom, for those of you who don't know. So with that, Mary Jane.
Well, thank you, Nancy. You want to give out the phone numbers?
Oh, yeah. Well, for today, our topic is, what are your health goals for this year? And Mary Jane will be taking your calls. If you have a question for Mary Jane, I say take advantage of the opportunity and give us a call or give Benny a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So, what are your health goals for this year?
And that's a very good question because most people don't think about what their health goals are. And you could tell that when you ask the question, what are your health goals? Occasionally people will say, oh, I want to get in better shape and a few things. But most of the time, especially with the stress level the way it is, people are pretty blank. They don't even know where to start with health goals. And sometimes they think of all these other things they want to do and forget that if you don't have your health, the rest isn't going to follow. You have to be in emotionally, physically, structurally, spiritually, all in balance in order to attract and draw what you want in your life. And that's why what I do is so much fun, is to help you see that and understand what it is that brings you into being the best you can be. So for one thing, when we talk about what are your goals, you know that people today are sicker and more stressed out than ever before. There's more disease that's been diagnosed, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, all those things are on the uprise. Everything is like out of control because people are so stressed out that their brain can't get in balance and then you create disease. So it's my job to help you sort out where you are and guide you into that path of tools of what it will take for you to be on that track and be the best you can be. And it's not a one-time fix. Sometimes people think they don't really understand what I do and think maybe it's a one or two time call and then they're all better and then they can move on. Well, that's not how it works. It's not how it works.
It'd be great if it did, but it doesn't work that way. Although you do feel better. There's changes that are happening. It's a slow process, but it works. I mean, everything, there is no quick fix. There is no magic pill. There is no, there's no magic pill out there that you can take and all of your problems are solved. So it's a process.
It's a process.
It's a process and a journey.
And it's retraining your brain. And if you could do it on your own, you would have done it, right? So what I always tell people is, say, well, I'm doing that. I'm taking these supplements and I've been doing that, but I'm not any better. Well, my key, what I tell them then is whatever I find when I do my first check on them is what is not being addressed. So whatever you're doing, it's not working. And often people are taking all kinds of vitamins, all kinds of supplements, and most of those supplements are pretty low grade, more synthetic. Even if it says, people are fooled all the time with organic, natural.
Gluten-free.
I got it here and Costco has really good quality and super supplement. Well, not necessarily. Sometimes it could be good, but sometimes it may not. And I score and energetically muscle test all products. So I know what's good and what's not good. And it has to have a lot of good energy in order for that to heal your body. And that's why I use Biotics Research products. When you use those products, they have a top quality control lab. And when you get a bottle of the supplements, every supplement in that bottle is almost identical. And it's all high grade. Biotics is the top nutrition company out there because of their lab and all the research and the testing that they do. There are no other labs that have the same quality as Biotics. And that's why if the government were trying to shut down supplement houses, which they often try and do, they could never shut down Biotics because of their quality control. So because I use those products, we have predictable results. I know that when I come up with your protocol that your body tells me, then those products in a certain time, your body's going to start to heal itself. Because when you're out of balance, your body just doesn't have what you need to get better. And people say, I eat organic, I do this, I do all the right things. Well, it's not, if you don't have exactly what you need, there's not always enough in the food. People say, oh, if you eat the right food, you should be okay. Not true. Quality of food is not what it used to be. And if you were an expert and could tell the difference in it, then that would be okay. But most people can't.
Oh, no, you can never eat enough bananas to get the potassium, the amount of potassium you need. You can never eat enough, you know, meat to get the, make sure your blood has got the right iron levels. And
well, and it's the quality of it. Again, I score everything from 0 to 10, and it has to score a 7 or better to be good. And even if you're buying even some organic, it may not score that. So you have a false sense of what you're getting. So when I'm working with you, we work on what are you doing, what's working for you, what's what you need to change, and get you on a path so you have a better idea of the direction you're going. And now you see, have results and things start to get better. So it's about knowing, looking at where you are and the stress that your life is in today. And I see it all the time. Mom's home with their kids. Their kids are all over the place trying to teach them on Zoom. The moms are trying to do their job. And so they have this multitask thing to do. They don't have time to even get away because everything is shut down. They might go to the grocery store, but they don't have anything that really makes them feel good, that changes their brain going like crazy. So the biggest things that that happen, we look at is mentally. Right now, emotionally, people are so stressed out, and people are depressed, they're lonely, they
feel isolated.
Yeah, it's like loss of control. They might have money problems, family problems, concerns about their family that they can't see, they can't be with them, they can't help them. So there's so many things that are going on with people, worried about their kids that have drug problems. They can't help them. One of the worst things is when they have to have somebody seriously ill go into the hospital and they can't be with them. So now they might even be dying, but they can't be there until it might be the last, very last moments. So that's pretty hard on people to have those emotions to carry them through and to be able to pull out of it. I mean, I spoke to somebody recently and lost her husband 10 years ago. And she has, right now, she still has a broken heart over it, but she never had the tools to know how to get out of it. And so that's why what I do is so exciting. I can give her tools and help her and look at it differently. Like, you don't have to live with this and not see the sunshine again and the light. So
you're part of the process. Yeah. You're a huge part of the process. But at the same time, the people who call have to take responsibility and do all the right things when they're not talking to Mary Jane. I know when everybody does talk to her and then they get to come to me, everybody's like, oh, I always feel so much better after I talk to Mary Jane. I always feel so much better when I talk to Mary Jane. Well, that's great, but we want you to keep that feeling of feeling great and take responsibility for your own health issues. And what else can you do to improve that, your mental, you know, capacity, trying to stay stress-free? So,
and that's like reading positive books, reading positive quotes, finding somebody that's a motivator, like Wayne Dyer, somebody that is only encourages and gives you words that you can build on. Because if you're listening to the news and you're listening to all that's going on out there, that is not going to help you. You have to build your own aisle, you might say, of what you let in to build, to make you feel better and build you up.
Exactly. Yeah. And we all need that these days. So for me personally, I don't listen to the news. That drives me crazy and gets me angry. And it's great. It's like I don't have that outside influence coming in, and I stay focused on my job, my clients, and my family and fun things. So I'm not looking at all the negative stuff going on. It looks like it's time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hey, everyone. It's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today, we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called, but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Beth, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Beth's Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Beth, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Are
Are you a feminine entrepreneur and you're tired of being stuck in the making just enough money trap? I hear you. I'm Julie Steelman, and I just released a brand new masterclass about how to unlock the 3 secrets to creating a financial breakthrough in your business. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com. I'm going to walk you through the 3 things you need to do to create that financial breakthrough you've been craving. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack. Today, we are talking about what are your health goals for this year. And if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call. I say take advantage while you can. It is 1-800-930-2819 if you have a question for Mary Jane. So we're talking about our health goals. Most people don't have any health goals, although there are some people. We have a client who's doing the Ironman. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane. That's not fun.
But he's been working on his program a long time and very focused.
Yeah. Very focused. Yeah. To me, that he goes, oh, it's fun. You should try it. I thought, yeah.
He tries to rope us into that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm going to swim 5,000 miles and then get out and run and then bike. That is just not for me. I'm a walker. So, I like to walk. Okay. So, health.
So, we talked about the emotions, and the next would be the physical. So, today, physically, people are creating all these different illnesses, or they have these illnesses and they're just worse. And that could be irritable bowel. It could be mouth issues, gum issues. It could be breathing problems, stomach, digestion, heart issues, heart arrhythmias, and then foggy brain, can't think, eye problems, blood sugar problems. It goes on, skin conditions. Kids with tummy aches all the time. Major thing is sleep difficulties, because people's brain is so in overdrive, they can't sleep. Not only the adults, but even the little ones, even little babies. I've had several clients and their little ones, that they have their brain is in such overdrive that it's hard to calm them down. So that's what we work on. But the issue in joint pain, panic attacks, that's another common one, panic attacks and anxiety. And that often comes from your heart being in low gear and energetically. So your heart and your brain are connected. And when you have all these physical issues, your body is self-correcting. But if your brain is out of balance, you cannot correct the other issues. And then you keep going around in circles. So when you have these things, then you create for a long time and they're not taken care of, then you create damage and then degeneration, and then you go into disease. And it's usually a slow process, but that's what happens. If you keep going around in circles and you're not changing things, then you wound up with more serious issues. So what we look at is, you know, today you're in probably the worst epidemic. Well, it is the worst epidemic of our time, and very difficult things to deal with. So you have to just come back and focus on what is it that you can do to stay centered and keep your body and your family okay. And the big thing that it comes down, what we've talked about a lot lately, is your brain. And that's where it's all at. It's the neurology of your brain, because everything happens in the brain. And your brain regulates everything that goes on in your body.
Well, it's like the sleep. You said, who hasn't laid in bed at night trying to go to sleep, and that brain, you just keep hearing that voice, it just won't stop. It just keeps going and going. It's like, what do I have to do tomorrow? You got the checklist. It doesn't stop. And then pretty soon it's like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, you're still awake and you have to get up in 2 hours. So
yeah,
nobody likes that. The sleep deprivation is not a fun thing, but there is an answer.
Well, the big thing is taking responsibility for your health. No one can do it but you. And it's when you take responsibility, I mean, I give you information and I give you guidelines, and you have to take responsibility also and get more information for yourself. I give you ideas of places to look at different research, and it's about looking at a total program. You're not going to learn it in one session. You have to do the work to improve your brain and help yourself be better. Someone once told me, long, long time ago, never ever work harder than your client. And what that means is, if at one time, and every now and then that will happen, is I start to do more than I should do, and I'm actually doing the work, if I wind up doing the work for you, then it's not beneficial. Then you stop learning and it changes everything. So it's about me helping you and guiding you to get on this path and be better. And some of the things that there's five steps that you need to take. And one of them is to eat cleaner.
Now, eating cleaner, explain that. That would be no processed food. Eat organic when possible, although we've talked about this too. You go into a grocery store, they have regular vegetables, and then they have the organic. Sometimes the organic stuff looks sick and sad. So again, just because it's organic doesn't mean it's always better. So buy food that looks alive and healthy and green and the color it's supposed to be.
And when you get the, whether it's organic
or not,
take it home and you put it in the sink with cold water and apple cider vinegar and you soak it and wash it. Because somebody told me, I asked them once, do you wash your vegetables? No, they're organic. We don't have to wash them. Well, who do you think handles those vegetables? You know, the process. So they need to be cleaned. It doesn't matter. And apple cider vinegar lifts anything off the vegetables, even your oranges or apples, cleans them. And so that's the way to do it when you get those things in the house.
Yeah. So you want to eat clean. Eat organic when you can. Buy free-range eggs, free-range chickens. Make sure there's no chemicals or antibiotics added into your proteins. Processed foods, obviously. That's a given.
And the eggs should be not just cage-free, but like Nancy said, they have to be antibiotic and hormone-free.
And the other thing is the non-GMO foods. Genetically modified. So you want to make sure that there's no GMOs in the foods that you're eating too. That's also very helpful.
And chicken should definitely be organic. Again, it's really important that you try and get, because when that's not organic, it's really got a lot of hormones in it. It affects you, especially when people are trying to lose weight and they're eating regular eggs and regular chicken, which are full of hormones. You're not going to lose weight with those kind of foods. So when we're talking about eating cleaner, it's like getting rid of the cookies and the candy and the junk food and the processed food and start. And it doesn't have to be like throw everything out. You know, start filtering things out. Make a plan of it. Don't feel like you're so deprived that you're not going to be able to do it. And then you go back and you're as bad as you were. Take a look at what you're doing, take some things out, and then your goal is to go for that cleaner food.
Now, see, this is where I come in. That doesn't mean you can't have the additional treat every once in a while. You just have to be careful and picky about what you're eating. So if you're craving chocolate chip cookies, for example, don't go buy something at the grocery store. Maybe go to a bakery or Costco. Costco has great chocolate chip cookies. They're made fresh. That's part of that's what Mary Jane always says. As long as it's fresh, you can eat them. And then you can freeze the rest of the cookies and then just grab one when you have that hankering. So if you do have a sugar craving, go to a bakery. Buy something that's made fresh daily and eat it. Don't buy something that's been in a package for...
And it's same with candy. Go to a good candy store. I mean, a fresh where they make them fresh. Buy them fresh, and then you could put them in the freezer and take one out when you want it. If you go and you buy packaged candy, and just because it's organic and
sugar-free,
non-GMO and all this, it's dead. It's not good. So that doesn't help you. You have to buy good quality, and that's what makes a difference.
Yeah, so you can have those treats and those good things. You just have to be particular about what things you have.
Yeah, and you don't have it every day. I mean, if you're trying to lose weight, you could still have a treat day. But, you know, it's all in good time.
It's all business.
It's like, you don't have to jump off the cliff.
And when we come back from break, we are going to talk about how we can incorporate and integrate that one idea along with the other ones. So you're listening to the Mary Jane Mapp Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We all carry around fears, insecurities, and other unhelpful feelings. It would be great to be able to just put them down. One day, two Buddhist monks were on a journey. They came to a fast-flowing river and saw a young woman unable to cross because she couldn't swim. The older monk, without hesitation, offered to help her across the water. Hours later, the younger monk couldn't contain himself any longer. "We're not supposed to have contact with women, and yet you helped that woman across the river. Why?" The older monk replied, "I put that young lady down hours ago. Why are you still carrying her?" Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom, and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to put down those things of the past with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, today at consciousconfidence.com and get started.
Hi, I'm Ambrosia.
And I'm Alexa.
And we are the hosts of Inner Bloom Podcast.
A podcast about spirituality and intuitive development.
Together, we utilize our intuitive gifts and our own personal life experiences to empower you to live an extraordinary life.
Check us out and subscribe at innerbloompodcast.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you, Benny. Love that song, Rascal Flatts. Okay, before we went to break, we were talking about easy steps, and the topic for today is what are your health goals? So we just got done talking about eating cleaner. So that's just about.
So it's five steps to get to your ultimate that you need to work on to get to your ultimate, that will help you get to your ultimate goal. The second one is you have to exercise, whether it's 10 minutes, a brisk walk for 10 minutes, that's better than nothing. It doesn't matter. If you can do 15 or 20, that's great. But just think about simple and do that. Put it out there that you're going to do that every day, rain or shine, because you could do 10 minutes with an umbrella and a raincoat here, and other places you could do longer. And think about that goal, because that, again, frequency and more often, that's what builds habits. And then you could build on that and make a difference. But you have to move your body to build muscle and stay strong, because that's one of the signs of people aging quickly is they lose muscle tone. So the third thing is restorative sleep. So you need 2.5 hours of deep delta sleep or rapid eye movement. And that means, and most people are not getting that at all because their brain is just in overdrive. But these are the things that you need in order to get to optimum health. And the fourth is lower your stress load. And even if you lower your stress load 5 to 10%, that will make a significant difference in your health. We're talking about your overall health and not creating disease and issues and being stopped going. Right now, most people go around there in the same cycle.
I call it the hamster wheel.
Yeah.
We're all on the hamster wheel. And when are we going to get off the, it's time to jump off the wheel and change some things. So as far as the five steps, as far as the eating cleaner, pick one thing that you're going to change about your eating habits. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. Pick one thing. You know, maybe it's, I'm going to eat more fruit. Try and eat an extra piece of fruit a day. Maybe it's you're going to do really good Monday through Friday with your clean eating. And then on Saturday, maybe that's the day that you have that cookie or have a piece of cake or have that one thing that you want. But you have to pick one thing.
Just make a list and look at, you can look online at all the healthy diets, all the healthy programs. It's not complicated to look up what you need to do to balance your body nutritionally or call our office. So the other thing is lower the stress. And number five is have to improve your brain function. Every decision you make either moves you toward wellness or away from wellness. And think about that. You're walking this tightrope. So now if you're going to choose to eat the junk food and not get out of that, you're going away from wellness. You're going over the edge. It's not even something, it's something that you really have to change in order to have wellness and live the life you want to live. And it's not that complicated, but the brain function is the most important. The brain is the autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system regulates your brain and keeps everything going automatically. It's like your digestion, your posture, everything is balanced.
Well, it's like your heart. Doesn't it make your heart beat without the, I mean, your heart is beating without you thinking about it.
Right.
It just happens.
So then when there's two parts to the autonomic nervous system, there's a sympathetic and the parasympathetic. And the sympathetic is all about survival. So when you're in sympathetic, That's the fight and flight. That's when you're running. Everything is out of balance. You're in overdrive. And then the parasympathetic is all about healing. But if you're in sympathetic all the time, your body can't heal. And so think about your brain now. Instead of being balanced with everything, now 3/4 of your brain is in sympathetic And now you're creating disease, you're creating more stress, you're out of balance, you have a heart arrhythmias, you have digestive problems, and it goes on. And so unless that's balanced, you can't change. And unlike the body is self-healing and self-regulating, the brain is not. The brain needs help in order to be more balanced and to change the pattern. Because once you create these patterns, the synapses are not open to other ways to do things. So that is then you're under constant stress and you're trapped in the sympathetic dominance and nothing changes. So that's when we talk about when you create the damage and degeneration and disease. So what we've introduced into the office as a tool to help people is the brain tap. And we started, I've learned about brain tap through the Master Circle. However, I've heard of it before. I've gone to seminars and heard lectures on it before, but did not realize the importance of it. And when I started using it before Christmas, as it was, I mean, it's just amazing. And well, especially because now people are so stressed that they have to have something to help them. So what the brain tap does, it's a headset with a visor and it has light, sound, and a voice. And it's like neuro-linguistic programming or deep in your meditation. It comes with, when you get the brain tap, you get the software. The software is extra and you pay for the software and there's different programs you could get. But in these programs, there's a stress program, a weight loss program, and the brain tap, Porter has been around for years. So this is not new technology. And he's used it very successfully for all these different programs and changing your behavior and improving your health and stopping that hamster wheel. Now it creates new patterns in your brain to change how you think and give you new possibilities. So that, and Nancy is...
I love my brain tap. I have to say, talk about stress. The end of the day, there is nothing like going home, putting on my headset and picking a program out. And I can literally feel my body getting lighter. And by the time the 20 minutes is up or 26 minutes is up, I feel refreshed. I feel renewed. It's a phenomenal tool. And I can feel things changing. It's kind of like, there's no negative self-talk. Sometimes you get that negative self-talk, you get that voice in your head that just won't stop and go away. Well, some of the meditations from the brain tap actually give you tools to use. One of them is like, imagine a big red stop sign. Anytime a negative thought comes in, you just put that stop sign up and that negative thought is then put way behind you and released. It is phenomenal. It works. Well, and the response we've gotten from clients.
Oh, the clients all love it.
Is
everyone
amazing.
Loves it.
We had one. I'm going to, sorry to take up all
the time. No, go ahead.
We have one client who has terrible anxiety. And she purchased the brain tap. She got the brain tap and then she called me and told me a story. She was getting an anxiety attack and her husband had one of those pulse meters that measures your pulse. And she put it on and her pulse rate was 108 and climbing. Her husband went and got her brain tap headset. She put it on, started listening to one of the meditations. And she watched as the pulse started to lessen and slow down and go back to a normal rate.
Yeah, that's a great tool too.
That is phenomenal. I mean, it's a phenomenal tool and extremely powerful. Some people are like, I don't want anybody to program my brain. It's not programming your brain. You're responsible for repatterning your brain. As children, you know, you grow up, you're told this is bad, don't do this. So those are things we all keep in our head. They may be true, they may not be true. So it's about creating what you want in your life and not somebody giving you, nobody's programming your brain for bad things.
It's drawing what you want to you. And that means in every way, in abundance, in health, it's your family, what you're
in your
creating.
Relationships.
It's you're creating your destiny.
Yeah. So the brain, what the brain tap has it, you listen to it twice a day. In the morning, there's a programs under a section called Wake Up. I usually listen to that. Some of those are 11 minutes long. Put on the headset, and it just gets you ready for the day. You're done with your meditation, and you are set to go.
Well, and it's frequency over time that retrains the brain. That's why in today's day, when I've talked to Michael Porter, he said people need to do it twice a day every day, and that's what he does. He says, with the stress that goes on today, in order to keep your brain balanced, that's what works. And they actually have equipment that tests you before you start using the brain tap, and say a month or 6 weeks later, you could do it 2 weeks. And that equipment actually shows where your brain is at, what's changed, and how you're maintaining it. It's so scientific and phenomenal. It's not just a gadget. It's proved scientifically and makes a difference. And again, it's frequency over time. That's why you have to use it every day. And twice a day is best, three times if you've got other issues. Once people get it, they love it and they want to use it. So, but it's another tool. It's like, what can I do to help my clients be the best they can be? I can do nutrition. I can do all the coaching, and I am your chief wellness officer. And so it's my job to bring you and give you information for the top technology out there that can help change your life and make a difference.
But if you get it and you don't use it, what's the point? And people say, oh, Nancy, I just can't find the time. I'm sorry. If you can't find 15 minutes in the morning and 26 minutes at night to take care of yourself, there's a problem. Because if you can't take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of your family? Yeah. How are you going to take care of your kids?
Well, and what's great is the whole family can use it. It's not just for you. It's the whole family. And most programs are 20 minutes. There's some 10, some in between, but most are about 20 minutes. So, yeah. And it goes fast. It goes fast. And I'll tell you, my husband is hooked on it. He does three programs every day and loves it. So again, that's about your brain and what you can do to change that.
Okay. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mock Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for us to take a short break. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit nancylandrum.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mapp Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Great song, Benny. Thank you. So I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane. We are in the office. The other thing I forgot to mention, not only does she do people, but she does pets. So lately we've had a couple of people with dogs and horses and kitties. So if you have a sick little pupster at home, don't hesitate to give the office a call. And our office number, if you'd like an appointment with Mary Jane, is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And if you want more information to learn about the Brain Tap, you can go to braintap.com. They have a website that you can read about it. Mary Jane and I will be doing a little mini webinar. We'll put on your your website too.
Yeah, and we did a webinar with Dr. Bob Hoffman, and we're going to put that on the website and on Facebook, so you could listen to information about it. It's great.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we talked about eating. We talked about exercise. Who can't exercise 10 minutes a day?
Well, it's about
moving.
Frequency over time. It's like if you go to the gym and you think that you go twice and you're going to be in good shape, it's not going to happen.
Wouldn't that be great though?
Yeah.
If you could do that.
But you don't have to go to the gym. If you're not doing anything, just go out and walk. Do something that you can do that's simple. And if you're at home and you have limitations and maybe a little bit older, can't do that much, do exercises in a chair. That's fabulous. You just stretch and do some movement. Doesn't matter what it is.
You need some leg lifts, get some soup cans, kind of just anything. But again, you've got to find 10 minutes in the day to walk. I mean, think about going to Costco. Just do a couple of laps on the outer aisle, get your brisk walking in, and you're good to go. Then do your shopping. So there's lots of places that you can walk inside as well. But it's not raining today here in our beautiful state. So
it's a matter right now of keeping as healthy as you can. And that's why we see people frequently. We see people more often right now because of COVID. It's about keeping your immune system up and being exact on what you need to take so that you stay healthy in spite of everything else. And that means for your family too and your kids. Some people are getting out a little more and soon people will be out even more. But as long as you have a good, healthy immune system, you don't have to worry about getting sick. It's the people that have real complications from COVID. They're already have issues. They might think they're healthy, but they're not.
Yeah. Well, those people who have those compromised immune systems, you know, seem to get sicker than most people.
Well, and people sometimes think they're healthy and yet they're not, because people go along and ask how they are and, oh, I'm good. I'm good. But they may not be that good.
Well, you don't know how good you are until you start taking nutrition and then you start to feel better. So that's what I always say. Everybody thought, some people will say to me, I thought I was really good before I came to Mary Jane, but now I really feel good. So the other question is that I've had people ask me, so what do you have to have in order to be a client? Well, guess what? You don't have to have anything. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to have some great illness. If you just want to improve your health, if you want to boost
preventative.
If you want to boost your immune system, I mean, it's endless. So you don't have to be ill in order to be a client.
Be better at your sports if you have activities. I have professional athletes that call who want to be better and be fine-tuned. So it doesn't mean you have to have issues. It's like, what do you want? And I could, like kids in high school that are playing sports, I work with them all the time to fine tune them and keep them healthy so they don't have injuries. Because if you're not healthy, you're more likely to have an injury.
Well, and the other thing is you also help students who are doing tests,
college
studying. It's all, again, that all goes back to the brain, you know, keeping your brain clear, clearing that fog that, you know, we all get it. Everybody gets a foggy brain. Mary Jane gets a foggy brain. I get a foggy brain, but it's about knowing what to do to clear that foggy brain.
And not have it all the time.
And not have it. Yeah, exactly. And not have it all the time.
And we have college kids all over the country that stay on a program to keep them healthy. And it's great because we have them have different tools that they use in their dorms rooms and air fresheners and things that help keep them from having toxic reactions to just their environment.
Yeah, that's the other thing, your environmental issues. You gotta, you know, make sure you clean your drains. That's a huge one. And a lot of people forget. We had a client who went on vacation, asked for an appointment because they weren't feeling very good, had their appointment, and said, oh my gosh, I should have known this, because when I get this at home, I know I'm supposed to clean my drains. So she had to clean her drains where she was. So
she was visiting a friend.
Yeah. So it was just, you know, she knew, but she didn't quite remember exactly what to do.
When you have drains that are greasy and moldy and everything, and you're breathing the gases, it gives you a toxic stomach, and that bacteria goes through your kidney and bladder, which then gives you congestion. You could be coughing, or sinus issues, or ear issues. So it all comes from those drains. And once you take care of the, you could also have diarrhea or chronic bowel issues, all from the drains. Once we take care of that, and do some nutrition to correct the issue, then you're better, and it's not a major issue.
Yeah, so your drains are a big, big, big deal about keeping those drains clear.
We also have a technology air scrubber machine that cleans up 99.9% of viruses, bacteria, staph, strep in the house. So we have that technology available too, and that's unbelievable.
Yeah, so you can always go to MaryJaneMack.com. There's more information on her website about those about the air scrubber. So what we did, the five things. I think if you could do one thing, pick one thing regarding your eating habits. Maybe you're going to incorporate more vegetables. Maybe you're going to incorporate more water. One glass of water a day.
Nancy. I think that's all good. However, I think you should pick up the phone and give us a call, and we can help guide you to do this faster and get you better and on the right track. It's like my goal is to help as many people as I can to be the best they can be. And I know there are so many of you out there that could use help. And if you don't think you need help, how about telling a friend that you know or a family member that you know about me? And you can have them watch my past radio shows and get information. But that, I can guarantee that we can help you on the fast track to be the best you can be and get back to living your life.
Yeah, especially during these very chaotic times. All right, final message. Make it quick.
The final
was that it? Okay, maybe she's got something else to say to us too.
No, we love each and every one of you. We're here for you. We love what we do, and we just want you to be better.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.